Hugh Bowman obviously takes over, so he'll have a nice and relaxed. And you go back to her two-year-old form, and she actually gave Elise a toweling in the Magic Knight before running an enormous race in the Golden Slipper. So she's the best filly in the race as far as the set weight conditions go, and she'll be as strong at the end. So I think she's a good bet here.
Yeah, Tulip, that's race 5, number 1. And we learned earlier in the week that your last tip has now got a slot in the Everest.
Yeah, that's right. Red Zell, the latest horse to lock in a slot, of course, will be representing James Harron. So exciting for the connections there. But he's a horse that just keeps getting better and better, doesn't he? I thought his first up run in the Concord was sensational. He ran really slick time, broke 33 seconds for his last 600 after rolling it along at a good clip. And that makes you very hard to beat in any kind of race. You look at the conditions for tomorrow, it's going to be another firm track. The rail out 9 metres. He's going to make his own luck and run some good times home. So that makes him hard to beat. I remember early on this horse, he was quite keen going and wanted to get things over and done with, but he relaxes beautifully now when he's allowed to roll along out in front. And he finds a kick, and he's a tough horse too. So pretty much every attribute you want in a racehorse. And not only does he have a fitness edge on Chautauquas and Englishes in the race, but he's also got that tactical advantage where they're likely to be giving him a big start. Ball of Muscle, looking at the map, Ball of Muscle is a horse that likes to go forward too, but I think Red Zell is versatile enough that if he wants to lead, that's Ball of Muscle, then Red Zell can just take the drop, and Hugh Bowman will obviously know what he's doing. He got rated the world's best jockey. He obviously kept his ranking this morning in the Longines ranking, so you lose Karen McAvoy, but you're losing absolutely nothing with Huey going on, so... Yeah. Yeah, he'll be out the front making his own luck, and I think he's a horse to beat in the shorts.
Okay, so running through them for Brad, race 4, number 3, Tom Melbourne, race 5, number 1, Tulip, and race 7, number 2, Red Zell. I've been busily getting my program together that we're wrapping up, Brad. Those Longines ratings came out today. I've got to ask you about the obvious. Is Winx there at the top?
No, she's not. So she's still rated second at the moment.
Fair to you. Harrogate's
still holding on.
Oh, how can that be happening?
Hey,
that is a total... do they explain why?
Yeah, so the explanation was something along the lines of that there's not enough depth in the races that Winx is winning at the moment in terms of the opponent she's beating.
Gee, okay.
You can only beat what's there, can't you?
Please. Well, Arrogates, I know the last run was improvement, but how in the hell he can be keeping on with Winx going for number 20 in a row? Doesn't matter how many are in it. It's the way the horse is winning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's still the world's best as far as we see it,
mate. Yeah, exactly. All right, mate, good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck to the punters.
Good on you, Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. No watering today at Randwick. We know conditions are quite windy, so no watering. The track is a good 4 for the program. Flemington, a good 3. What a day we've got tomorrow. But what a day today, because after the news break, the full preview comes up with Sean and Gary Harley for Newcastle Cup Day.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. A good Samaritan who went to check on a man involved in a car crash has had part of his ear bitten off by the driver. The victim is having emergency plastic surgery in Adelaide. A police officer was also assaulted at the crash scene. A Sydney sports coach has been charged with the online grooming of a teenage boy. Police say he'd been making sexually explicit comments to a 15-year-old he met at an interstate tournament. A 24-year-old man was arrested on a Northern Beaches golf course yesterday. North Korea has launched another missile this morning. Japanese citizens were warned by their government to take shelter. A man has been charged with driving a car with a blood alcohol level more than 6 times over the legal limit. He was allegedly found asleep behind the wheel with the engine running at Tuncurry. And bushfire conditions are expected to ease further today, but there's still 26 fires out of control across the state. To sport now, and Parramatta forward Tepei Moroa is rated a 50-50 chance to play in tomorrow's semi-final against North Queensland. He's still recovering from a head knock, but coach Brad Arthur has declared hooker Cameron King a certain starter. Brisbane captain Darius Boyd is out of tonight's semi against Penrith. He ran with the team yesterday but ruled himself out of the match with a hamstring injury. No changes to the Sydney Swans side to take on Geelong in tonight's AFL semi at the MCG. Meantime, Steve Johnson is back in the GWS side for tomorrow's semi against the West Coast Eagles. Rory Arnold has been dropped from the Wallabies squad for tomorrow night's test against Argentina in Canberra. A great day for Aussies at the BMW Championship in Chicago. Mark Leishman fired a 9-under-62 for the outright lead, two shots clear of Jason Day. And Cameron Smith is the third Australian inside the top 10. He's four shots off the lead. And Thanasi Kokkinakis has been dropped from Australia's Davis Cup squad for this weekend's semi-final against Belgium. John Millman will play singles along with Nick Kyrgios. Sydney weather, winds easing with tops of 22 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the nation's capital this Sunday when Canberra Greyhounds stage their cup final.
Changeable, can't do any better. Ditto Metro, but this is home Zambora Cross.
Catch the Canberra tips from 10:45 a.m. Sunday here on Sky Sports Radio. Warrawing Needy was freakishly fast at 2:149.4. Warrawing Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawing Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4:146.4. Warrawing Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawing Needy, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools this weekend. On Saturday, there's a $200,000 projected Big Six pool on George Main Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. And Saturday night, we've got a $50,000 projected first four pool on the Garrard's Horse and Hound Pace at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, receive a bonus 10% gift card when you purchase a cooking appliance or dishwasher featured in the catalogue. Only at Bingley for a limited time. Check out the catalogue now at bingley.com.au or see in store for details.
Sky Sports Radio loves bringing you the best in country racing. This Sunday, Dubbo takes centre stage with their $350,000 cup meeting. Morning at 10, get the winners for Dubbo's showcase meeting here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. It's 11 past 10, racing today at Newcastle. Matt Benson joins you now. How are you, Matt?
G'day, Sean. Very well, mate. Yes, very excited. Great day up here.
Well, you got a ripper day, cup day, and sounds like weather's good. Everything right?
Yeah, 22 degrees, they say mostly sunny, some light winds around 15 kilometres an hour. So, look, we got a bit of unexpected rainfall, not last night, the night before, but about 10 mils. But I think it's probably been a blessing because Wednesday was hot and dusty and a lot of wind. So we're looking at a good four, Sean, rail in the true. Mate, had that 10 mils of rainfall and have put about 50 mils of irrigation on. So that's really because it's just been a bit of a water debt around here for a month or so. We've just had no rain. So I think it'll be absolutely perfect for them today.
All right. And anyone wants a last-minute seat, can they get one there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously a lot of events and functions are booked out, but four group threes for the last four races of the day. So, you know, take an afternoon off and sneak down for a great afternoon of racing from, you know, certainly from 2:30 or thereabouts, you'll not get better.
All right, terrific. Matt, have a great day and good luck today.
Thanks a lot, Sean. See you, mate.
Here we go. Matt Benson, the CEO. Gary Harley's there today. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Now, a beautiful day. All looks fantastic.
Yeah, a little bit of wind, but very sunny. A bit of rain the other night. Stubbed the track more good than harm a couple of nights back. And Darren Weir had a look at the track this morning. and he was rapt. I heard him talking to Andrew Bensley on our station here half an hour ago, and it's a great big track in very good order. Gave it the A1. Been here for a couple of days, Weary.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Ooh. Be a fair campaign.
The horse to ride.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I reckon the horse will be travelling better than him, I think.
Yeah, the horse arrived yesterday sometime. He didn't come with the horse. He was down here a day or two before. But the horse stayed at, I think, Paul Fudge's Waratah Thoroughbridge overnight on what are we up to, Friday today. That would have been Wednesday night. Stayed there and has travelled well, according to Weary. And, of course, we're talking about the favourite in the Cup, Pakadali. And he's looking forward to a good performance. It's a terrific program. All eyes are on the $1.6 million yearling, the three-year-old as he is now, Merivee, in the spring stakes. He's a Group 1 winner of the future, without doubt. There's a lot of interest in him. The Cameron's a crack field, headed by the New Zealanders, Sound Horizon. Now it's Chris Lees, and the Godolphin horse will be hard to beat, and others. And the Cup. There's only 9 runners, but it's high on quality. And Weary's horse and Destiny's Kiss, Sayed, others in that race. You know, it's a great program, and it wraps up with a super race, the Fillies and Mares race. In Posing Lass, she has any luck, she'll be able to beat, but it's a terrific race for Tibby. So we're all excited in the town. We've had a great week. And the Golf Day Monday had the launch of the Carnival and the Horse of the Year Premiership show on Wednesday night. We had the Beaufort Club with Darren Weir as the guest speaker yesterday, and the Calcutta, which was a beauty, last night. And now we've got 2 to go, and on Sunday morning, Sean, I'll set the alarm for about 1 p.m.
I reckon you might. Been a fair campaign for you.
It is.
You'll be cast in the box.
It used to be.
You'll be cast in the box Sunday morning, I reckon, Gaz.
For sure.
All right, now the first at 8, full day, full field the first. We've got 6 Animadia, 240, 2 Tarsin, $4, 4 Concessions, 5, 5 Macfielas is also 5, number 1 Static Lift, a $6 pop, and 3 Dr. Kimball, 34.
I'm very keen on the Godolphin horse here, number 6 Animalia. He won a race by as far as you can throw a cricket ball at Gosford back in July. He won the race by 7.5 lengths. That was a mile maiden after just being nosed out at Warwick Farm by Naviro before that. He had a break there. I don't know what went wrong, but he didn't race for 37 days after that Gosford run. He had a trial, and he ran here underdone, I thought, on the Beaumont track when he started $1.45 and got beat about 2 lengths. That was 26th of August, 13.50. His pet distance is obviously the mile. He goes to the mile today on the big track, but of course proper. Lot fitter for the first up run. McAvoy rides him. I thought he'd win. Number 5 is the main threat, I thought. Brett Kavanagh's there from Scone. Macfielas, she's been going in those highways. She's run second in the last 2 at Randwick, but she gets back. She gets way back in the field and runs on really strong at the end, but she's got the long straight air to wind up. And she should be hard to beat in the race at good value. Static Lift, Barrier 1's got to be on the speed all the way. Got beat less than a length here on the Beaumont track just recently. I think it'll run okay. And number 2, Tarsin, for John Thompson and Blake Shinnett. I think it beat 2.25 at Canterbury last start. They rode it further forward the other day. Outside the leader, straightening, battled away. But its form's good enough to give it a hope in a race like this. 6, 5, 1, and 2.
Race 2, full field. 1 Demise to 3.40. 3 Boniquis, $4. 2 Perpetual Motion, $4.80. 6 Bellagalliano at 5. Number 4 Lucky Armacoug at 8.50. 5 Sakamuzi is 8.50. And 7 Dress Rehearsal, 14.
Mate, this is my long shot of the carnival. I might look like an idiot after the race, but the $14 chance, I reckon, has got a good each-way hope. There's only 7 runners, Dress Rehearsal. Gwenda Markle's got the mare, and she was highly impressive winning a slightly weaker race than this on the Beaumont track here over 2100 a Class 1 recently. Prior to that, she was unlucky behind Celebrus because she missed a kick by 3 lengths that day on the 2200 over here and made up a lot of ground. Now, I know she's an outsider, but she's not a good beginner, but she's very, very tough and strong. 2,300 metres, I reckon. She's got a hope, definitely, at least a place chance in the race. And at the value, I'm going to have something on her. Number three is my second pick, Bon Equus. Found a bit of form at Warwick Farm 2 runs back when he got beat a length and a half behind Meteorology. See, I think I'm not had too many late nights. He got beat 4 legs at Warwick Farm the other day. He'll run the trip. He has only run up to 1,600, but the way he races, he'll run the trip. Demesta, he's been here 2 or 3 years for Paul Perry from Europe. He won his first race in this country at Musselbrook the other day. That was at 2,300. One thing he can do is stay all day. He's been well backed. I've got him in for third. And number two, Perpetual Motion. Won a race by 7 lengths at Bathurst. Didn't beat much, but then went to Hawkesbury and won again. So he's on an upward spiral. 7, 3, 1, and 2.
Third event, no changes. Now 4 to Hing is 250. Number 6, Renewal, 280. 5, the Luther. Dex Luther is 460, 3 Smooth Whiskey, 6, and then 1 Good Weather at 15, 2 Granola State, 19.
This is a very, very good maiden, this one. 2 standouts here. Number 4, All 2, what do you call it?
Hing. Wing. Yeah, something like Hing. That. Wing, yeah.
All 2, yeah. And 6 Renewal. Now, I put All 2 Hing on top, but only just. This is a horse, Sean, that runs second in the Group 2 Champagne Classic at Doomben, beaten half a length by Tangled. Run third in the Fernhill at Randwick, beyond Whispered Secret. And at its last run, when it was looking for the paddock and on a heavy 8 at the size of Eagle Farm. Trial nicely recently. Timmy Clark rode it out hands and heels to the line, but he didn't do a lot on it in the run. The other horse of the Hawkses have got Renewal, first starter. Thought his trial was an absolute ripper the other day at Rosehill. Huge trial. Ran home hard, held by Kobe Jennings. Abdullah hops aboard, got barrier 1. First starter, as I said, there's very little between them. I'll put the 4 on top of the 6. Number 5 is my third pick. Deluxa, or Dex Luther, I think Bjorn called it. It ran second the other day at Wyrham. She had very good speed after a good trial. It's the third pick. And Smooth Whiskey, it's trial really good for Chris Waller. Won a couple of trials lately. Normally, he'd want it further than this trip. I mean, when it went to the paddock in May, it was running over 1,800. But the trials were sharp enough to give it some hope. He is a Mitzel, Smooth Whiskey, new Bowman aboard, not without a chance. 4, 6, 5, and 3.
All right, we pull out number 3, Feigning Interest, out of the fourth event, 8 Lucky Louie, 420. 2 Edna Blue at $5, along with 5 Reba Romance, and 11 Poolang Pula. 1 City of Love and 4 Flying Rose, 9.50. 10 Princess Candice at 10. 12 Summer Solstice at 17. Number 9 off the dial, 21. And then 6 Kanunga and 7 Lowland Princess, both 34.
Number 8 Lucky Louie is easily the best credential horse in the race, and she is thrown in under the set weight conditions. Now, just to give you an indication of why she's a class runner, she ran third in the Jim Crackett Randwick, beaten 3/4 of a length, or about a length by Jordar. Went straight to Flemington, and in the Group 3 Ottawa, she ran second a couple of lengths behind Invincible Star. And she did beat Medina the home. Wouldn't it be a good thing in a maiden here today? Had 3 months off, come back, ran fourth in the Silver Slip in the Group 2. Failed in the Riesling, went to the paddock, pulled up poorly after the Riesling. Has had a couple of trials, wasn't allowed to do much in a recent trial beyond Easy Eddie. Got barrier 1 and came back a void. I'm with her. Number 8 to beat number 5, Reva Romance, and another one of Baker's. He's got a lot of speed. Damien Lane's going to ride the mare. She trialled really good at Rosehill the other day. She went nicely. She'll probably lead. She's run 2 placings in her only 3 starts. Number 11, third pick, Poolang Pula, first starter of Mark Newnham's. Like the trial, owned by Guri. Slow out in a recent trial, which it won. Went quick to lead, then 10 outside one. Ridden a lot in the straight by Glynn to win the trial, but got an awkward alley, but it'll improve on that. And number 10, didn't have a lot of luck the other day under Bill Wyong. Prince Candy, sits about $9 or $10, I think you said. Was slowly away and got checked at the start at Wyong. And then obviously was well back. and never really got a clear crack at him. I think I beat a couple of lengths. Gerald's got it. I'd keep an eye on it. 8, 5, 11 and 10.
Righto, race 5, the Spring Stakes. And here we pull out number 7, Chosen Assassin. 4, Merivee, 2.15. Won a story of 4.60 with 3, Runaway. 2, Hypnotist is $10. Also 6, Primitivo and number 8, Whispered Secret. Then 5, Dissolution at 13 and 9, Lover Lover is 23.
Yeah, we move into the group races now. The last 4 races are all group races. And this one, of course, is the NBN News Newcastle Jockey Club Spring Stakes. Gee, it's produced some crackerjack 3-year-olds over the years that have gone on to win derbies and group ones everywhere. He's something special, I think, Merivee. I'm sure Chris Waller and the and the owners think that. Look, just because you pay over $1 million for them don't mean they can gallop. We've seen that many of them that can't, but this fella can. I saw him on debut here back in March when he was very immature. He did get a bit of a tighten up at the start that day, and he got beat about 4 lengths, was unplaced. Chris turned him out. He had over 4 months off, come back with a top win here on the Beaumont track on August 15, slowly away, settled midfield, hit the line good, and the horse challenged him. It goes good to Hawks as legend of Oz, and he battled back well to win, and then he went even 100 times better next start at Randwick in that first race just recently, 2nd of September, Super X beating, Bogus run 3rd. He was a double-figure odds, $15. He settled back in the field in the 1,300, and he chased really hard to the line. You'd think the mile around here going to be right up his alley. He's got a good barrier. Huey can put him where he wants. Obviously, he's going to race back off the pace, and he looks like he'll run a strong mile. Astoria, a Warwick Farm winner on the Boo in March on a heavy. Run 2nd in the Group 3 Bailu to the Mission. And run 3rd, 1st up in the Ming Dynasty, recently behind Addictive Nature, beaten less than 2 lengths. And now, Cummings, James has taken the blinkers off today. You've got to think he's going to go good. 2 Hypnotists, won 3 out of 4. He led the other day at Rosehill, and I don't think that would have suited him. He'll probably be ridden a bit quieter today, and if so, he's got a place out. Runaway, it looks the leader. Led all the way to 1550 Canterbury, 2 runs back. Then he couldn't lead in the Ming Dynasty, but around here today in this race, I reckon he'll probably lead and certainly could run into the money. 4 the best bet of the day to beat 1, 2 and 3.
All right, we pull out 8, no doubt, out of the 6th event. Now 7 Special Missile, 310, 3 Spectroscope, 380, 1 Sound Proposition, 460, 4 the Virginian, 550, 2 Morris is 750, 6 Kingsguard, $9. 9 Got Unders is 34. And 5 Little Rise, 61.
Isn't this a good race?
Mm.
It is a beauty. Look, I'm with Sound Proposition. I mean, people have a go at me and say, you know, your biasness towards Newcastle horses, but it's not true. You know that, Sean. I think this horse trained by Chris Lees has got a great hope. He's come from Lance O'Sullivan to Chris. He's had 2 runs for Chris, and he bolted in first up at Randwick over the mile, and then he was highly impressive again at Randwick, winning again in July. Now, Chris has purposely kept it fresh, he told me, for this race, 1,500, because he's a horse that will go to 2,000. He won a Group 1 in New Zealand, and that he won a 16 and an 1,800 over there, so I'm not sure which was the Group 1, but anyway, he trialled recently at Gosford, and then that was on August 25. And the other day, in between races here at the last meeting, Chris got Blakeshin, his race jockey, to hop aboard for the first time on him, and he galloped him in between races on the course proper up against the rail into a mammoth headwind. He came home the last 600 in 34.2. Blake got off him. I interviewed him for Sky. I said, gee, you seem to go okay. He said, okay. He said he flew. So, look, I know he's got 59, but I think he's going to be very hard to beat here, and the long straight suits him. What do you say about Special Missile? By far the horse's biggest test, by 100 yards, but you can only win, and he's won 5 straight. He's on 54 four-year-old going places, Barrier 1, Brenton Abdullah, and a ton of speed. You've got to give him a good chance. I'm very, very wary of the Godolphin horse, Spectroscope. He was in that real fast race with Deploy the other day over 1,200. He just gradually made good ground in that race for Show County and got beat about 2.5 lengths. James has taken him to the trials again since, 1,500 here, tough run down the straight, bit of wind around. Like, he's a horse that'll, well, he's won up to 2,000 metres. They elected to run here and not in Sydney. I'm very wary of him. I've got him in the quaddy. And number four, the Virginian. Went ordinary the other day, but he's run and deployed, just beat him at Ramwick in the Show County. Was good enough in a fast race. Top race, 1734.
All right, now the Forex Gold Newcastle Gold Cup. Got a full field, 2 Pacadali, 260, 3 Sayed, 290, 1 Destiny's Kiss, $8, 4 Oil Rays, 9, 5 Broadside, 11, along with 7 Admiral Jello. Now 8 Wangwar is 14, number 6 The Getaway, 19, and 9 Dukan, 41.
Mate, I've tipped Pacadali. I certainly don't think he's any good thing, and I would have liked to seen him a little bit better odds. Darren Weir trained him, and I'll tell you exactly what Darren said yesterday. He was our guest speaker at the Beaufort Club, and I interviewed him, and fair digging, mate. He was as good as we've ever had over the 30 years or so. But he had him laughing from go to woe. It was sensational, the stories of his life and, you know, his horses and that. It was unreal. Anyhow, Darren said to me, we're having a drink after we were at the Calcutta too. He said, I would have liked to seen a bit more rain than the 12 mils they got the other night. He said he's very, you know, smart on a soft track. But he has won three on good. And he walked the track this morning. He thinks there's enough given the track for him to win the race. He's won three on the trot in Melbourne. He just keeps winning. Like, he don't get any big accolades or anything like that, Sean. And that's what Darren said. He just keeps winning, winning, winning. And you don't know whether you got to the bottom of him yet. He hasn't beaten a great lot. And this is a big rise in class. Darren did say that. But I reckon, you know, the big spacious track and the 2300, he's as tough as nails. He'll be hard to beat. Destiny's Kiss was very good the other day at Wyong. Joe Pride would have liked to have seen another inch of rain, I'm sure. I'm certain early in the week Joe was favouring running him in Sydney instead of here, but he's decided to come here. Yui rode him at Wyong to win the cup. It was a top win. I think he's going to be hard to beat, and he's good value. Sayed, just beaten, run third, but only just beaten the other day in the Wyong Cup. Got 54 on his back. He's had a run here, and he won on this track. He's got to be a good chance. The distance is no problem. And I think Chris Lees is also double figures. Could run a first four, Mel Jello. 2137.
Rightio, we go to the next event, which is race 8. And this is the Tibby, over 1,400 scratchings here. We've got 2 Invincible Gem, 10 Berry Delicious, 18 Loves of Fantasy and 19 Barbie's Blue Girl, big field. 5 Imposing Lass Equal with 7 Louboutin at 460. 8 Sought After, 850. 16 Philosophy is $9. Number 13 Perfect Rhyme, 11. 3 Zestful, 12. 12 Hetty Heights at 14. 11 Pygmy, 16. 17 Princess Posh, $17. And 1 Zanbar at 18, 4 El Lou at 19 with 6 Shazzy Lee and also 15 Girls Sunday. And then 14 Skylight Glow is 26 and 19 Beatniks 34.
What a crackerjack field.
Yeah, river, isn't it?
Yeah, they lost Invincible Gem and Ivan spoke to Chris, but I'm told that she had a temperature and the vets... Yeah, you've got a vet certificate. She's not running, which is a shame because I think she would have won the race and she was favourite. But even without her, it is a crackerjack race.